USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Pentagon reported Tuesday the main airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, had been secured by the 82nd Airborne and other military personnel. Exit flights are planned to continue through the end of the month as the Taliban has retaken the country from Afghan forces. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The U.S. military has received assurances from the Taliban that they will not interfere with operations at the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor, who is a senior official with the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they're picking up the pace of the airlift.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
On the first day of the airlift, there was a breakdown of security as hundreds of Afghans tried to climb on a C-17 transport plane as it took off from Kabul. Video from the scene showed two people falling from the plane to their death, while another was later found dead in a wheel. Well, from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Space Force Officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is set to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times the hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said we need to remove the politics from our military environment, and I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely? Yeah, first I'll say up front, I am still active duty, though I'm on terminal leave. And terminal leave means I'm separating from the service, and my last day in the service is 1 September. Where things stand for us at the moment is that for the past 3 months, we've heard that there was an alleged investigation that was ongoing in the Pentagon, but I've not had any communication about that, either from my chain of command or from the Air Force Inspector General's office, who is the one that I think was to be conducting an investigation. And so I wrote a letter to then acting Secretary of the Air Force explaining certain circumstances, which I don't plan to make public, but also requesting an early retirement and a separation honorably from the service. And they've denied me an early retirement, but agreed that they would separate me. And so my family and I have decided that that's the best course of action for us right now, given the circumstances.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.